the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Afternoon Main News Bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks, to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434#. Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the main news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Government is set to sign $1.5 billion MOU with US government. Human Rights Commission condemns the violence that occurred at the Patriotic Front Secretariat. And foreign news, at least 32 dead in Congo mine bridge collapse. And in sports, Chipolopolo jet in Luanda ahead of Angola friendly. For the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. Government says it is committed to promoting transparency, accountability and equitable access to public resources across the country. Chifunawuli District Commissioner Mr. Chikosa said this in Chifunawuli District, Luapula Province, when he officially opened a stakeholder dialogue. The event convened rights holders and community leaders to promote transparency, accountability and equitable access to public resources. Chikosa commended the Center for Environment Justice and its partners for facilitating the dialogue and fostering civic engagement. Earlier, Lift Zambia project, led under the Center for Environment Justice, Engineer Gabriel Mukuka, stated that this was the fourth activity implemented in 2025 under the Lift Zambia initiative. Engineer Mukuka explained that the Lift Zambia program, Lives Saved, Inequality Addressed and Fostering Resilience for Transformation in Zambia is a five-year initiative, 2025 to 2029, being implemented under the joint country program of NCA and DCA with funding and technical support from their partners.
Today, we are going to focus on just an awareness on public finance. We know that as a country, the government has actually some finances that are still giving to these community members, but the question is, why is it that maybe most of them aren't applying? The thing that we now thought of was that maybe they only know some finances and they don't know other finances. And that's the reason why we have this activity, because as an organization, Center for Environment Justice, where our pillars rely much on environmental protection and also fighting these inequalities, we have realized that some of these finances, these public finances, actually they are giving fight to issue of the environment. But it's only that the community members, they haven't really realized these funds. That's the reason why they are not applying for them.
The Human Rights Commission has condemned the acts of violence that occurred at the Patriotic Front PF Secretariat in Lusaka on the 15th of November 2025. Commission Chairperson Towela Pamela Sambo has since called for comprehensive, prompt and impartial investigations into the incident and has urged the Zambia Police Service to investigate this matter diligently and bring the culprits to book without fear or favour. She says this will send a strong and clear message that lawlessness and acts of violence will not be tolerated under any circumstances.
The Commission therefore calls for proactive and preventive law enforcement measures by the Zambia Police Service to deter and curtail acts of violence and thereby safeguard human rights and fundamental freedoms, particularly the right to peaceful assembly. Further, the Zambia Police Service is urged to urgently work towards a more facilitative environment for all political parties to exercise their rights to peaceful assembly and freedom of expression. The government of the Republic of Zambia bears the primary responsibility to maintain law and order in the country, which is essential in guaranteeing a conducive governance environment in which all individuals can freely enjoy all their fundamental rights and freedoms without hindrance.
Now, government is set to sign a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the United States government worth $1.5 billion to support the country's health sector. Minister of Health Elijah Mchima says that the MOU is expected to be signed in December 2025, which will run for 5 years from April 2026 and will support the country's efforts to improve healthcare services, including reducing the burden of HIV, TB and malaria. Speaking at a high-level meeting between the two governments, Dr. Mchima expressed the country's commitment to strengthening its health systems with a focus on human resources, laboratory capacities and local manufacturing. Dr. Mchima highlighted the significant contributions made by the U.S. government to Zambia's health sector, including $7 billion in HIV and TB control programs since 2004. He credited this support with improving life expectancy in Zambia from 33 years in 2004 to 64 years currently. The minister also outlined Zambia's commitment under the MOU, including taking ownership of the program, providing stewardship and meeting its obligations with a view to gradually taking over funding responsibilities after 2030. The United States of America Ambassador to Zambia, Michael Gonzalez, emphasized a new era of partnership between the United States and Zambia, focusing on mutual accountability, transparency and equal agency in the health sector. Ambassador Gonzalez highlighted the significant progress made in Zambia's health sector over the past 25 years, including a reduction in maternal mortality by over 30%, child mortality by similar numbers, and a 76% decrease in malaria deaths over the past decade. He noted that the partnership is shifting from a donor-recipient relationship to a true partnership with both sides having equal agency and mutual accountability. Now, still in local news, the Democratic Union President Akim Anthony Njovu says Deputy Inspector General of Police Fred Hamamba was careless in his statement and behaved like a cadre himself. This is despite Hamamba's claims. I'll read that again. This is despite Hamamba's claims that the police service would not tolerate cadreism under his leadership as second in command for the Zambia police. But contrary to his words, Hamamba allegedly made a statement in Nakonde where he urged citizens to support President Hakainde Hichilema and the ruling party, describing the president as a visionary leader who requires full support from both citizens and state institutions. His statement has, however, not settled well with the Democratic Union leader, describing it as unfortunate. Mr. Njovu says Mr. Hamamba, being a civil servant, would desist from issuing such statements where he is seen to be taking a partisan stance. The opposition leader has wondered as to whether the police would be fair in the discharge of duty with such statements.